You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angel. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked On Angels.
What up, Angel fans? My name is Lucas Sardo, your host of Locked On Angels today. The resident Socia Cynic welcomes you to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We got a lot to talk about today, fellas. We swept the Padres, we got a gear grinder, and it's Trivia Thursday. I think Thursday episodes are my favorite episodes. Pat always said Friday mailbags. I haven't done one of those yet, though. So, you know, give me some good questions for Friday, because I want to make that one my favorite. But I love Thursdays. But let's get it going. So, we get the sweep, right? Pretty great. We swept the Padres. And your winner of the Pick an Unlikely Hero of the Night Award goes to Rene Rivera, back off the DL. His go-ahead home run in the ninth, I believe it was. Absolute tank job. Second deck in San Diego at night. That ball is crushed. Wow. And it got us the win. So, shout out to Rene Rivera. Taylor Ward, officially his first major league hit streak. He had another hit. And I mentioned in yesterday's episode to look out for Felix Pena and his road starts. He's like unreal, sub 2 ERA, 1-1 record. Doesn't get the win, but he goes 6 innings, gives up 2 hits, 7 Ks, no earned runs. So he continues his dominance on the road. Can somebody please teach him how to pitch at home, though? I would really appreciate that. Justin Upton also goes hitless. Uh-oh. Hopefully we're not trending back into the dumps. Because that was fun when Justin Upton was playing well. I enjoyed it. I enjoy when Justin Upton is hitting balls off the wall, gap to gap. It's fun. And I enjoy seeing him have fun. Because I feel like he presses a lot. And it's like watching a car crash when he like strikes out looking 3 times per game. But overall, solid series sweep. Very solid. From A to Z, I think we played really well. And the A's lost, so we picked up a game. Let's go! 10.5 back, baby! We're coming! Oh, gosh. Anything to get myself excited at this point, right? And you too, I'd imagine. But we're on to Texas. The Rangers. 4-game set coming up Thursday to Sunday. Here's who you will be getting on the mound for your Angels. Thursday, Taylor Cole. Let's go. Friday, I imagine this is going to be Deck McGuire. He got pulled in his Salt Lake appearance on Tuesday after 11 pitches. I think that probably means that's your little bullpen session. You get to throw Friday at the big club. So probably Deck McGuire. Andrew Heaney, Saturday. Jaime Barria, Sunday. Who they are going up against, I would be very impressed if you can name a Rangers starter that is not named Mike Minor or Bartolo Colon, because this is who you are getting. Ariel Jurado, Thursday. So that pitching matchup is Taylor Cole and Ariel Jurado. I wonder, I'm going to look up right now while I keep talking, how much tickets on StubHub are going for that game, because that pitching matchup on a Thursday night, I can only imagine, let's say, $6, your cheapest ticket at Arlington, at Globe Life, they changed the name, Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. $6, and you're sitting right on the field, row 9. Wow. So if anybody wants to take a flight out to Texas, root on your Angels. Thursday, $6 seats for Taylor Cole versus Ariel Jurado. Woohoo! Yeehaw! Friday, you get Deck McGuire, we imagine, versus Mike Minor. So that's one of the Rangers that I knew was on the team. Saturday, Andrew Heaney and Drew Hutchinson. And Sunday, you get another doozy of a pitching matchup. Jaime Barria versus Martin Perez. I think I had a coach in Little League named Martin Perez. I doubt it's the same guy. Let's just thank God we don't have to see Bartolo Colon this series, because I swear that guy just kind of carves us up every time he's on the mound against us. But on the bright side, are the Angels hot? Are we hot? Winners of 7 of their last 9? Ooh, not a big deal. Go ahead then. Have a winning stat about yourselves. Can they keep it going in Texas? I hope so. I really hope so. Texas is bad. Like, really bad. I was looking at some of their stats. They have nobody on their team hitting over 290. They have a team batting average of 244, which I will say the Angels are not much better at that. They have a team batting average of 247, but we have two guys that qualify that are hitting over 290. And if, like, Arcia and all these other random guys qualified, Taylor Ward also hitting over 300, but, you know, they don't qualify. You got to have 250 at-bats to qualify. So, Andrelton Simmons, Mike Trout, the only two guys that qualify. Mike Minor is the Texas Rangers ERA leader with a 4.61 ERA. Yikes. That's your leader in ERA? At least starters. I mean, obviously they have some relief guys in the threes, but yikes. 4.61 ERA. Ugh. So if you're a betting man, like I am myself, I'd say bet a lot of these overs this week. Let's go after it. Make some money, fellas. Also, the Rangers are 53-69, so way below 500. And I don't want to jinx this, but the Angels have actually handled the bad teams really well recently. They swept the Tigers. They now swept the Padres. Who knows? Coming to go get the Rangers? We'll see. This series will also conclude Phase 2 of the push to the playoffs. If you remember, I introduced that about a month ago, right after the All-Star break. And I didn't look at the stats, but I don't think we are going to check off Phase 2. We completed Phase 1. Phase 2 not looking so good. But we'll break that down next week, how that all went down. Overall, I think it's a very winnable series for the Angels. But every time we've gotten hot this season, we've found a real good way to leave a big steaming pile of crap on a division rival's doorstep. So that's kind of what I'm expecting this weekend. I would love for another sweep. What if we go, so that'd be 7 in a row. We would win a game for every day of the week this week. Huh. But honestly, I expect like a 2-2 weekend. And for me to be upset and come back Monday and be like, oh, hey, we still suck. This is great. But coming up next, we're going to go to our gear grinder, my gear grinder of the week. I'd say it's a mild one. It's just something that's just kind of been like, wow, this is kind of tough to watch. But first, you guys hear me say it every single show. If you want to sponsor this great podcast, hit us up, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. Love to talk to you. Love to chat with you. So, gear grinder coming up next.
You're making me very upset.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Gear grinder time. Here we go. So, one thing that happened during Wednesday's game that you might not have realized was that Blake Parker got a save. Okay? Do you understand how rare that has been for the Angels this season? I'll start answering some of these questions. The Angels have 23 saves this season. What? Is that a typo? Nope. 23 saves. To put that in perspective, Edwin Diaz of the Mariners has 47. Himself. That's not the Mariners. To put it more into perspective, there are 15 pitchers in all of baseball with more saves than the Angels. Among those pitchers are Bud Norris and Fernando Rodney, ex-Angels. They are ranked 28th out of 30 in saves this season. Oh my gosh. There's a few ways to look at this, right? Now, don't get me wrong. I think we all know that the bullpen has not been a strong suit for the Angels this season. But while looking at some of these save numbers, I'm like, wow, really? So here we go. These are the ways to look at these save numbers. Number one, we blow out teams when we win. Yes. That means our run differential would be pretty much unreal, which it is. The Angels are a plus 41 run differential team, and they're at 500. So you don't see many of those. The only other team in Major League Baseball with a higher run differential than the Angels with a similar record is the Washington Nationals. Every other team that's at 500 or worse is like a plus 2-1, you know, very low plus or way negative. Crazy, right? The Mariners actually have a minus 22 run differential, which is probably why Edwin Diaz has all 47 of those saves. And by the way, he has a legitimate shot to break Frankie Rodriguez's save record, by the way. So we got to really start rooting for these teams that are playing against the Mariners because, hey, keep it in the family, right? We gotta keep that record with us. Bring that over here. So keep an eye on that, guys. Also, the Angels are 27th out of 30 in save opportunities. So that just shows you they're not even getting a lot of opportunities to make saves. Okay, that's point number one. We blow out a lot of teams. Okay. Number two, though. This is where I start getting a little upset. We blow a lot of saves. We are fourth in the AL in blown saves. 29th out of 30 in save percentage. And Cam Bedrosian is tied for third in the league with 6 blown saves this season. If he blows another save, he will be tied for the league lead. League lead, not AL. League. Major League Baseball lead in blown saves this season. I don't think he's getting the ball in the ninth inning anymore this season, though. That's just my guess. Take a deep breath. It is so frustrating because our history of closers has generally been pretty good. So to see guys in the ninth inning that are just, it's like walk, walk, double, single. It's like, well, come on, guys. Can we get an out at least? That leads me to point number three. We don't even know who our closer is. Granted, Keenan Middleton should be our closer. But, shocker, he's hurt. So, obviously, we got to adapt to that, right? The Angels have had 5 closers record a save this season. And I am not going to tell you who those 5 are, because that is going to be our Thursday trivia question. So, start thinking. The 5 closers that have recorded a save. So, how do we expect to convert saves when we don't even know who our ninth inning guy is? I'd imagine Socha probably before a game is like, hey, Justin, you know, we get in a big situation here. Ninth inning comes around. We need a save. You're the guy today. Blake, you're the guy today. You'd think maybe they talk about that, but I don't honestly know if they do. And it would probably be pretty rough sitting in that bullpen thinking, well, do I have to get mentally prepared to come into a 1-run ball game in the ninth inning against the Mariners right now? I don't know. That would be something nice. At least if I was a closer, I would like to know, all right, this is my game. This is my time. I'm going in. I'm shutting the door. But I don't think that's the case. I think it's kind of turn around, throw a dart at the dartboard. Oh, look, it hit Blake Parker. He'll be the guy in the ninth tonight. I think the only people out there that are like, oh, I'm not pitching the ninth, are like Noe Ramirez, Hansel Robles, and right now Williams Harris. So, yeah, I would like to have like a solidified like ninth inning guy. But we do have that. It's in Keenan, but obviously he's hurt. So where do we go from here? I think we obviously need to find a ninth inning guy, because I don't think we necessarily have that guy on our staff. I think Keenan is the eighth inning guy. Honestly, I think Justin Anderson, another solid eighth inning guy. Interestingly enough, Justin Anderson has 15 holds this year. That is, like, really low in major league standards, though. And he's our leader in holds. So, I think he's a solid, I don't know, sixth, seventh inning guy. Keenan in the eighth. Boom. We have an opening in our ninth inning. We are now accepting applications. I said when in my episode over the All-Star break about if I'm Billy Epler, what do? I think our number one free agent, Craig Kimbrell. I mean, he is one of the most dominant ninth inning guys in baseball. Why not? Because I don't know if we have that guy. Now, Williams Harris, Ty Boutre, even Keenan, they're all really young. And I don't know if that's what makes a good closer. I think you need a guy that's like battle-tested, pitched in big games, knows what it's like to come in a real tight one-run game and shut the door. That's why I like Craig Kimbrell in that situation. We don't have that guy on the team. Don't tell me Jim Johnson's that guy. Do not do it. I dare you. Blake Parker's not that guy either. I'm sorry. As great as Blake Parker has pitched at times this season, he is not that guy. But we have to find our closer. That's all I have to say. I miss the days where we just used to breed closers out of our farm system. Troy Percival, Francisco Rodriguez, Ernesto Frieri. I'll even throw in Jordan Walden. If we had any kind of arms like this right now, I think it would be refreshing. Very refreshing. But I don't think we've seen a real legitimate closer since Houston Street. Maybe. And that, it was the year that we traded for him. Because after that, it seemed to go downhill. He started having those back issues, those nasty back issues that he had. So, I think that's something we need to really focus on this season. We keep saying our bullpen, our bullpen, our bullpen. I think I want to start specifying it and saying our closer. Because I think we have a lot of great arms who have a lot of great stuff. We do not have a ninth inning guy. Right now, it's a carousel of different people taking the mound. Let's just find one guy. Let's do that. That's my gear grinder for the day. Coming up next, we are going to give you that trivia question. Not going to give you the answer, but we'll give you the official trivia question, and we'll close out the show. Trivia Thursday is upon us. So, as I referenced earlier, the trivia question for the week will be, the Angels have had 5 different pitchers record a save this year. Who are those 5 players? And I think they're pretty interesting. I think maybe one of them will surprise you. But tweet at me, yell it in your car, do whatever you can. I'd love to see somebody get it right this time. I'll be back tomorrow for Mailbag Friday, my first one. So send me some good questions, guys. I really want to answer those questions. I don't know if you guys have noticed this on my own personal Twitter account, on the Locked On Twitter account. I seriously love engaging with you guys. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether we're arguing, whether I'm just tweeting. I seriously love talking to you guys. I want you guys to tell me where I am wrong, because I like to protect myself, and I love a good argument. So hit me up. Slide in the DMs. Do something. Let's get it going. Also, those mailbag questions, make sure you send those in. Because tomorrow would be a really awkward show if I did not have any questions to answer. But, other than that, I am Lucas Sardo. You can find me on my personal Twitter, at LucasSardo13. I love hearing from you guys, as I just said. More importantly, go follow our podcast Twitter page, at LockedOnAngels, for all the updates regarding the show. Go to our website, LockedOnAngels.com. And if you have any other questions, comments, concerns, and you don't have a Twitter, hit us up. We have an email, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. That's all I have for you today. Yikes, that was weird. Hard for me to say. But go Halos. Adios.